Modes of care, caregiver community. What do the parents of an autistic child have in common with the husband of a cancer patient, the daughter of a COPD patient, and the wife of a hip replacement patient? They are all caregivers, providing care to a loved one. From the soldier who suffers brain trauma from an IED on the battlefield, to the Alzheimer's patient, to the person with Parkinson's disease, to the child with cystic fibrosis or cancer, there are many people who need care, but not all people need the same kind of care. Different modes of care. What are the differences? Autism is a lifetime disorder. Cancer can sometimes be managed over time, but may reoccur or spread. COPD usually gets worse over time. Hip replacement surgery is often successful. Every patient is different. Cancer patients may share a disease, but the outcome can be very different for each type and each stage. Some cancers are more manageable than others, so survival rates can vary from months to years. The brain has its own needs. Patients with brain-related issues can have very different outcomes. A person who suffers from serious brain trauma in a car accident may have long-term needs. A stroke patient may improve with intensive therapy. Someone with Alzheimer's is going to get progressively worse over time as brain function breaks down. Someone with a brain disorder may be helped by medication to increase concentration or cut down on anxiety. There are many diseases, disorders, and disabilities that require caregiving at different levels and in different ways. Four modes of care. There are four modes of care. They are temporary, progressive, serial, and permanent. How you provide care depends on your loved one's needs and functionality. Temporary care. The most common reasons why people need temporary care are that they have an injury that will heal, they are recovering from major surgery, or they have a curable illness. The outlook is usually very positive. Progressive care. The most common reasons why people need progressive care are because they have a progressive disease or disorder, or they are elderly and are likely to suffer setbacks as they age. The outlook is usually mixed, and it's important to focus on the positive and to work to overcome the negative aspects of this kind of caregiving. Serial care. The most common reasons why people need serial care are that they have a disease that goes into periodic remission, or they have a chronic injury or condition that can flare up. The outlook for this is often optimistic until there's a setback, and then it's often an emotional roller coaster ride for both the patient and the caregiver. It's hard to find the balance between bouts of needing care and enjoying a normal life. Permanent care. The most common reasons why people need permanent care are that they are disabled by injury, disease, or disorder. It is often difficult to adjust to the need for permanent care, both for the loved one and the caregiver, but once that adjustment is made, life can move forward in a fairly predictable way, allowing for steady and reliable caregiving. This kind of care is very directed and focused for both the recipient and the giver. Ups and downs, ins and outs. Temporary and serial care have a few things in common. It's hard to plan for the duration of the care, so normal life is usually uncertain, at least in the short term. It's important for caregivers to gauge when to step forward and when to step back in order to help their loved ones be as independent as possible. You are likely to provide care over a period of time and then resume your normal life. With serial care, this may happen again and again over months or years. Progressive and permanent care have a few things in common too. It's a commitment for the caregiver to provide care on a long-term, ongoing basis. It's important for you to understand what your loved one can and can't do without assistance. You have to adjust the care to provide for your own needs and goals because this is a long-term situation and you will need to survive it in healthy ways. Temporary care issues. Temporary care has a beginning and an end. Sometimes it's hard to know how much help to give and how to give it. People who need temporary care can become impatient with the limitations they face because they know they're supposed to get back to a normal life. They can feel like they're being held back from it by the need for care. Progressive care issues. Progressive care is an increasing need for care over time. It can be difficult to determine the need for care, especially if a loved one is resistant. It's sometimes hard to accept that things are going to get worse for a loved one and for a caregiver. When the challenges start to build up, frustrations can also build up. There is a need to accept the reality of the progressive care in order to find ways to keep your loved one as physically, mentally, and emotionally active as possible. The way to do this is to use tools, technologies, and strategies to help your loved one function at the highest level possible for as long as possible. Serial care issues. Serial care is repeated periods of temporary care as needed on an ongoing basis. A return to a need for care can make your loved one very frustrated. It's not always easy to predict how long or how much care will be needed. It can also create stress for you as the caregiver because you will have to interrupt your own activities in order to provide care. This can often create emotional upheaval in a family because you and your loved one will celebrate a return to normal life after successful treatment, only to find the inevitable disappointment returns when the need for care returns. Permanent care issues. Permanent care is a consistent need for care over time. It can be difficult to assess your loved one's capabilities and to foster independence. It's hard for caregivers to achieve their own goals without a concerted effort. You will need to find ways to balance your loved one's need for care with your healthy need to achieve your own goals. Strategies in care. There are different strategies in helping loved ones who need care depending on the duration of the need for care. How you approach caregiving can help your loved one in positive or negative ways. Encourage independence. Loved ones who feel capable of providing for themselves tend to be more cooperative when receiving care. People who need care have fewer opportunities to achieve their own goals than people who don't need care. Appreciate what your loved one can do alone and find ways to build on those successes. This will build teamwork between you and your loved one, even when there are limitations. If your loved one sees you achieving and feels unable to do the same, it will interfere in your relationship. Empowering your loved one in realistic ways allows you both to find the positive in a challenging world. Caregivers have needs too. As much as you need to dedicate yourself to providing care for your loved one, you also have to care for yourself. How you approach your caregiving can affect your own life in positive or negative ways. It's important for you to feel like you are a part of life. Most caregivers feel trapped at certain points of their caregiving, but finding realistic solutions is critical to overcoming this. Keep a piece of yourself for yourself. Recognize that you are more than just a caregiver. Recognize that you have to overcome obstacles in order to stay true to yourself while a caregiver. Set realistic goals for your own achievements and be proud of your accomplishments. Toot your own horn once in a while. If you feel that you're wasting your own life, your own resources, your own time and energy by providing care to your loved one, it's a sign that you aren't meeting your own needs. Does that mean you stop providing care? Not necessarily. It means you have to make better adjustments in the caregiving situation. You may be doing too much by yourself. You may need more help or better support for the care you give. You may need more respite time to pursue your own interests. Pay attention to your frustration level and then find solutions to reduce it. Temporary care strategies. Temporary care will end when your loved one is able to resume normal activities. Your loved one needs to focus on what it takes to get back to his or her normal life. Enable, don't disable your loved one. It's sometimes easy to get sucked into the pity party, especially when the need for care is temporary, such as after surgery. It's also easy to fall into the habit of doing everything for your loved one. Take a step back and have a realistic understanding of what you should and shouldn't do for your loved one. Don't be afraid to ask the doctor or visiting nurse what you should know. Progressive care strategies. Progressive care will escalate, requiring that the caregiver become more involved. You will need to plan for future caregiving, have an understanding of the progressive steps your loved one faces, and know what actions can help. Be proactive. The more you learn about the potential future of your loved one's health, the better able you will be to find the tools, technologies, and strategies to cope with the loss of abilities. Serial care strategies. Serial care giving will only be necessary when the symptoms and limitations warrant. You will need a plan for current caregiving and potential caregiving. Expect the worst, plan for the best. Know that you may need to provide care again, and let that push you into maximizing the good times. As a serial caregiver, you know you're likely to have to help your loved one again, so build up the bond between you by enjoying life to the fullest when your loved one is feeling good. Encourage your loved one during caregiving to focus on getting back to all that. permanent care strategies. Permanent caregiving will require your participation over time. You will need to merge your caregiving with your own needs and goals. Recognize that you need a long-term support system to help you do long-term care. You will have to take respite time regularly and have reliable help for the care you provide, especially because this kind of care is done over months or years, so that the length of care is significant enough to disrupt your life in ways that can harm you if you don't manage it. Many families succeed in providing permanent care to their loved ones by joining together, adjusting and adapting their care in creative ways that empower and enhance the family as a whole. It can be a rewarding experience if you understand that. Caregiving should always be a cooperative effort. Engage your loved one in the planned caregiving as much as possible. Involve your loved one as much as possible in the care. Working together as a team puts you on the same page. You're both invested in a positive outcome.